Davis County Commission meeting, November 29th, 2016.
Thing out, so.
So. Sheriff's office wants some of that. Wants some of what?
Okay, well, boy, there's not too many of you out there this morning that are so excited about our commission meeting.
We're out skiing.
We're glad you're here. It's 10 o'clock on Tuesday, the 27th of November. And I think I'll just lead us in the pledge as we begin.
Twenty-seventh?
Twenty-ninth.
Twenty-ninth.
Oh.
It says 27th, but that was different.
So let's expand this time here in county.
29th of November.
There you go.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, let's see. First item on our recognitions, presentations, and informational items, of course, tonight is our open house. I think everyone here knows about that. We'll have one here at the administration building tonight, starting from 6 to 9. And then tomorrow night, it'll be at the North Branch Library from 6 to 9. And on Thursday, on the 1st, it'll be from 6 to 9 at the Bountiful City Hall. And then the 6th of December, we'll have our public hearings where people can actually come and speak to the commission. The first one will begin at 6 o'clock and the second will begin at 7. This is for our tax increases, and this will be held up at the Davis Conference Center. Okay. Oh, yeah, and I'm going to be leaving on the first of the year, so we're having a little party, thanks to the girls. And that's going to be this Friday from 2 to 4. Welcome anybody who would like to come by. That'd be nice. Okay, let's get into our business and action items. And there's Mike. He doesn't even have to sit down. Trying to save you physical activity there.
Thanks, I appreciate it. All right, the contract we have going through today is another one with the North American Grappling Association. We've had them here in the past, and they actually call them, they've been so successful, they wanted to hold another one in March, so we're excited to get them back again.
Fantastic. I move approval.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That's for $3,040, and that's just a Friday, Saturday?
Yeah, they set up Friday, and then they wrestle all day Saturday. But there again, they pull a lot of people in the hotel, so it's a great
event. On the grappling, do they have 1,000, 1,500 kids? What do they have?
No, this is, you're going to have a lot of adults at this one. So they will have kids, but there are a lot of adults that participate in this, too.
So, and this is the grappling, I guess, is going to be more of not so much folk style. It'll be the freestyle and Greco-Roman and all that.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. So, okay, thanks.
Name drop a little bit there.
Yeah, I was impressed. Man, you probably remember those Greco-Romans when it started, right?
Actually, I remember the guy that ran the marathon.
Oh, man.
What was his name? Something. Barry, get us out of this, will you?
Okay. I have a contract for your consideration today, commissioners. This is the agreement with Rural Community Consultants to produce the Davis County's County Resource Management Plan. We awarded this bid a few weeks ago, and we've just gotten through the contract, get that signed and so forth, and so now it's back for your approval. This is a contract for the amount not to exceed $40,000.
Great. I'd move approval. Had the actually ran into these folks down in St. George at the UAC conference. And
oh.
They seem to be pretty knowledgeable folks, and looks like they'll do a good job. So,
yeah, I was pretty impressed with them, and this is a big deal, so it's good. I think there's a motion. I'd like to second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thanks, Barry. Tony, Still working on our CDBG, right?
I don't know if it'll ever be fixed. I think it'll be an ongoing project for years and years to come. Good morning, commissioners. We have for you is an amendment to the annual action plan that the commission has approved, and we received HUD's review, and they had a few things that they wanted us to change. One of the main things here that needed to be changed was they wanted us to spend at least 90% of the allocation for the year. And so in order to do that, we made some modifications, and I'll just go ahead and itemize them here. So we increased the amount of funding for existing approved contracts, starting with Davis Community Housing Authority's their down payment program. Initially, it was allocated for $50,000, and now it's going to be allocated for $100,000 for that contract. For Davis Community Housing Authority's Emergency Home Repair Program, the allocation was initially $15,000, and it will be increased to $35,000 for that contract. Davis Behavioral Health, their acquisition of housing project, the initial allocation was $150,000, and that's going to be increased to $200,000 for the purchase of apartments for their program. And then lastly, North Salt Lake City, their home repair grant program, we're going to increase the allocation from $50,000 to $70,000 for that contract. And just to remind the commission, all of these projects have already been before the commission. They've been approved. The only changes that we're making here is increasing the allocation to reflect HUD's wishes that we spend 90% of the allocation.
I appreciate the work that you've done on this, Tony, and these are great improvements and blessings to our community. So very appreciative of that, and it's always nice to be able to give more money to these agencies that really make a difference. I move approval.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thanks for your work on that, Tony. It is a good thing that we can just add a little bit of funds to each one of those, and it'll just serve a few more people. I noticed, like on the down payment grants, you know, it's up to $5,000, and by increasing that by double, that puts it up to 20 people instead of 10. So, I mean,
it just doubles the chances for people.
Yep.
Hopefully, it'll make a difference. Thank you, commissioners.
You bet. Okay, Brian.
Well, since we're only 8 minutes into the meeting, I think I got plenty of time to talk about used oil. Bring up my presentation.
If you'd like to be used.
You want me to start talking about used oil?
Sure. Wrestling and used oil, let's see.
Next.
Next. Move on. Yeah.
Before you is an agreement, a contract with the Utah Department of Health to for some funding for amount of $2,024.52 to help us in our public awareness and campaign promotional materials for used oil, advertising where you can take it and dispose of it properly, et cetera.
So what kind of advertising and education do you do for $2,000?
Squish balls. No. It's different little things. A lot of it's stickers and things that people can, magnets and that they can
have. And where do you distribute or replace those?
A lot of through schools. A lot of them are at the Walmarts, things like that, where by the used oil. There's little flyers and that where you buy flyers or buy your oil and that, things like that. So this is just to help us in purchasing those promotional items.
Very good. I move approval.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay, Commissioner Smith.
We have before us the annual renewal of our contract. The Utah Division of Substance Abuse and Mental Health. Every year we look at this, and this year actually is an increase to us of 115,000 $255. This is something we look at every year, and that's a nice increase. I move approval of this change.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you.
And looks like you're ready for a motion to recess to Board of Equalization.
I think that was a motion. I second
that motion.
It.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Curtis.
Commissioners, today you have appeals, four that were stipulated, four that have no change in value because they were denied based on the evidence provided, seven that were approved after the hearing, three late abatements for 2016, and one correction for value in 2016.
I'd move approval.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Move that we'd reconvene commission meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Move approval of the check registers.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Commissioner comments. Commissioner Milburn.
I'm good, thanks.
Okay. Commissioner Smith.
I think I'll be uncharacteristically quiet today.
Curtis.
No comment, thank you.
Neil.
We going for a record today?
We're trying to help. We're trying to help Commissioner out.
He doesn't have a chance.
All right, I'll refrain from making any public comment today.
Okay, I think we're down to public comment. So, is there anybody else that would like to make comment to the commission today?
All right. We were trying to help you out since you went long-winded last week.
Yeah. Yeah, I just went on and on.
Yeah. With that, I would move that we move to a closed session for the purposes of Utah Code Annotated 52-4-2051A and 52-4-2051C.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you all.
Thanks, guys.
You run it?
Yeah, it should be. Is it not running?
Microphones
here. Oh, I'm getting the wrong one.
Okay. All right, I'd entertain a motion to go back into open session.
So moved.
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
You ought to maybe just state the time.
It is 11:45, and we have just concluded a closed session, and I think we just stand adjourned. We're done. Thank you.
Yep.
Thanks.